Thousands of Shia Muslims in Pakistan's port city of Karachi converged on Namai Square in the city centre for a sit-in protest against the ongoing targeted killings of Shia Muslims in Pakistan. Muhammad Turi reports.
Enough is enough, these Shia demonstrators say, who constitutes over 20% of Pakistan's 180 million population and the second largest Muslim sect in the country. This is the city center, and this huge gathering of Shia Muslims are protesting over the targeted killings of Shias across Pakistan. They are demanding to arrest the members of the banned outfits who have been killing their loved ones. Several Shias have been gunned down during last 2 days, while scores killed in last month. The Shia leaders blame what they call a flawed judicial system of the country, deep-rooted corruption in institutions, politicization of the law enforcement agencies, and a lack of will in politicians for the unrest in the country.
Who is safe in the city? Shiites, Sunnis, lawyers, traders, you name it, no one is safe here. And despite the apex court's decision, the law enforcement agencies have turned a deaf ear on these crimes. And even those who are apprehended and convicted have not been penalized, and they are resting in prisons.
The demonstrators also slam the United Nations, who they say are not doing enough and having a double standards between Malala and Mazar Zahra, who is in serious condition in a local hospital.
Government is not looking, or any people, they are not noticing a target killing of our Jains, and now even our ladies have been killed, so we are here. So while they should know what is happening with us.
The government is doing nothing. Where is Jalan Kiani? Where is Zardari? What they are doing? Are they helping us? They are not taking a single step. I wonder. It's a shameless killing. All the killers, they know who the killers are. They know very well the killers. But they are doing nothing. And the killers are moving freely around the city.
Demonstrators pledge that they will not end their protests until their fundamental right of security is granted by punishing those who have already been convicted by courts but still not hanged. Experts here say that until Pakistan's foreign policy comes out of the good and bad extremist confusion, there is no light they see at the end of the tunnel. Muhammad Turi, Press TV, Karachi.
Well, staying with Pakistan, the government there has decided to combat what